is the class of 2021. We'll have the commencement exercises begin our broadcast on KWON Bartlesville. Is being brought to you by Timmins Sheet Metal and Bartnett IP. We'll be back after these messages.
Order our free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Since 1940, contractors in this area have known the name of the company they can turn to for top-quality sheet metal manufacturing, and that's Timmins Sheet Metal. Timmins is certified by Rheem Heating and Air Conditioning as a top provider of venting and ductwork for homes and businesses. That endorsement from Rheem is a sign of confidence. Make sure you get the best. Call Dan at Timmins Sheet Metal, 918-336-1662.
Bartnett IP, a locally owned internet service provider, continues to broaden the service area, which means more convenience for you. A fixed wireless network using a microwave radio platform monitors down to each customer's radio, ensuring quality of service for each customer at all times. If you're struggling with your current internet, stop the struggle by letting Bartnett IP provide you with the best in fast and stable service. Bartnett IP Internet Service Provider at the corner of Tuxedo and Highway 75 in Bartlesville.
And welcome back, and we are here live at Wesleyan Christian School in Bartlesville, and it is just about time now for our commencement exercises to begin. You can hear the music in the background and the crowd scurrying to their seats as we get ready for this presentation tonight. We have the valedictorians, the high honors of a 4.0 GPA or better, with Janelle Ashley Arnold, also Denise Jane Berry, Morgan Josephine Cloud, Abby Rose Ettinger, we have Jeffrey Clayton Hawley, Isaiah Jedediah Hopkins, Cheney Lee Auden, Elijah Robert Kenneth Odell, Halia Nicole Pate, and Kylie Elizabeth White. And giving the valedictorian addresses will be Morgan Cloud and Kylie White. We're also going to hear tonight from the principal and superintendent, Todd Landers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please join us as we begin with our class of 2021 commencement exercises on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
for the blessings that you give us. Lord, I pray that this evening will be a time where we can honor you in the lives of these students as we reflect upon the live time of this year. Lord, I pray that you will be with their hearts as they move on to the next step of their lives, Lord, and I pray that you will guard them, that you will teach them, and that you will be the center of their hearts and their minds. We're so grateful for your love, and we're thankful for these things. In Jesus' name we pray.
To start off my senior year, I had to get tested for coronavirus because the volleyball team had been exposed. I did not expect to test positive, yet much to my disappointment, I did. I remember being so sad I would miss the first 10 days of my senior year. To top it off, I had to stay in my room away from my family. I was alone for 10 days. I started off quarantine angry because it seemed terrible to me. But as time passed, I developed more routine and found stuff to do. By the end of my quarantine, I had read 5 books and reorganized my entire room. My mom had even bought me a label maker, and my closet was very organized. Often, I think this is what life is like. We feel stuck in the everyday life, and we wonder, what are we supposed to do? What is our purpose? My purpose in quarantine was to find ways to be productive and to stay busy. Reflecting back on this experience, I contemplate the idea of purpose. Classmates. It's the end of our high school careers. From here, we will move on to other things. As I pondered life after high school, I found myself incredibly grateful for the Christian school I attended. We are heading into a world far different from the one we know. But because of a Christ-centered education and environment, we are equipped to enter the world knowing our purpose, to serve others and to bring glory to God. Each one of us here has had someone in our lives that has sacrificed for us to be here. Our parents made the choice to invest in our education and center it around faith. For this, I think we owe a large amount of gratitude to our parents. Furthermore, our teachers and administrators, we chose to be at WCS because they see the value in Christian education. We are forever impacted by their influence. I can truthfully say that this school has inspired me to live fearlessly in Christ, and I know my classmates feel the same way. On behalf of the senior class, I would like to say thank you to parents, teachers, and staff members of WCS for your sacrifices and dedication. We truly appreciate you. You have made an eternal difference. Additionally, I think it's important to recognize that we are most grateful to God for bringing us this far. Without Him, there's no purpose. Purpose is incredibly important to consider. Lots of us have plans after graduation. Some of us will be going to college, others of us going to a technical school, and others will just join the workforce. Actually, I should clarify, not just join the workforce. You are joining the workforce, that is good. Some of us may truly not know what the future holds, but we chose to, or what we, some of us may not know what the future holds or what we choose to do next, but that is okay. No matter what we do, we still know our ultimate purpose. Every subject we have learned about here has been based on the truth of the Bible. Without this, as Solomon would say, it would be a chasing after the wind. Christ brings life and purpose to knowledge. For every activity we have participated in, we know that we are glorifying God. God makes sports, music, and clubs meaningful. Our school has instilled the value of putting Christ at the center in us. Because of this, I know we are fully equipped to leave our school days behind and press on ahead into the next chapter of life. As I reflect on the last 4 years, the memories that stand out to me are the ones where I was serving. I enjoyed the service projects with my classmates and with National Honor Society. I found joy in helping the school with my friends. We know as Christians that serving is a part of who Jesus is. When we serve, we fulfill our purpose on this earth. WCS has taught us the importance of serving Christ and serving others, and it has reminded us of our purpose, bringing glory to God. Philippians 2:3-8 says, "Do nothing from selfish ambition, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Christ, the reason we are able to be here today, is the ultimate example of a servant heart. Going into the real world, we know who to look to in times of peace and trouble. We will live our lives with hearts for serving Christ. So as we leave and go our separate ways, we can be confident that we are ready to enter the world. Because no matter where we are and what we do, we have purpose in serving. Most importantly, we have a purposeful life in Jesus Christ."
Hello. Okay, so the last time I was put in charge of doing something in front of a crowd, I completely botched it. This was only 2 weeks ago at the NHS induction ceremony, and I had the honor of lighting the first candle. So it didn't go too well because I forgot the right way to hold a match, and not once but twice I dropped a flaming match on the cloth table because the fire was creeping up towards my hand and the candle wouldn't light. So, all that to say, I hope this goes better, and I'm so glad that fire is not involved. Okay, so first and foremost, I just wanted to begin by saying thank you to Wesleyan Christian School and First Wesleyan Church for giving me the opportunity to stand here before you. It has been an amazing 4 years of growth, learning, and adventure. To Pastor Joe, Superintendent Mr. Landers, Chairman Corey Auden, Pastor Nathan, and everybody else, welcome. I want to also thank and welcome all staff at Wesleyan Christian School and everybody who makes this school possible. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for putting up with my numerous page essays and pushing me to be better each time. Thank you, Mrs. Conrad, for providing a fun environment to learn in and answering all of my questions, especially about dissections. Thank you to Mr. Totino for never failing to make us laugh and for the drinks every Friday. Thank you, Mr. Odell, for the 738-page book about Alexander Hamilton I had to read. Thank you, Mrs. Plummer, for the endless encouragement and prayer. I also want to thank my number one supporters who have been with me through everything, my family. Mom and Dad, thank you for raising me in a home that taught core Christian values, hard work ethic, as well as the importance of laughter and love. Thank you to my siblings, Drew, Trey, and Corey, for the relief of laughter at the end of a long day. I couldn't be more blessed, and thank you for your never-ending support, patience, and love. Lastly, I want to thank my class. You guys have pushed me in a way I've never been pushed before, and together we have reached limits I thought were unreachable, all for God's glory. Through all the ups and downs, I wouldn't trade a single second. We did it. And so there are many ways in which somebody could describe this class, but I think the best way is a group of fearless leaders. I have watched you lead and inspire others, take on new roles without hesitation, and acquire new skills I didn't think were possible. You all have shown me what it looks like to reach full potential, and you have shown me what it looks like to live and lead selflessly. So for that, I want to thank you. So just like everybody else, my high school career has had multiple ups and downs. One particular trial was this past summer, I broke my foot falling off of a jet ski, as many people know. My body was completely yeeted off of this jet ski because as my friend Charlie was driving, I had panicked and I grabbed the wheel and gas with one hand. My other hand was gripping her, and I had pulled the handle closest to me, so we were spinning in circles, and I fell off. So how I did that, no one knows, but of course it had to happen to me. Through this experience, I learned about hope. It was easy to get down about not being able to do what I love, especially going into my senior year. But I realized that hope is not found in what I can do, like cross country, cheer, working out, and other sports. My hope had to be in Jesus. But on a much bigger scale, over the past months as a country, we have struggled with a lot of unrest. It ranges from civil unrest, political unrest, to even emotional unrest. But when the world throws negativity, fear, and despair at us, it is easy to join in and be discouraged. But I believe we are called to be different and to stand out. We are to share the true hope we have in Jesus. Our hope is not found in this world, in politics, in our freedom, in our friends, in sports, in our family, or in our circumstances. Hope is not built upon the constitution of freedom, but on Jesus Christ. Yes, people can offer hope, but it will never compare to the true hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So what is Christian hope? 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Pastor Joe once said that the biblically based definition of hope is a full assurance or strong confidence that God is able and going to do good or work for our good now or later and through eternity. So we must personally believe the word of God as our guide for living and stick to it wholeheartedly. Because Jesus came to this earth, died on the cross for our sins, and was raised to life 3 days later, we can have full assurance of salvation in him if we choose to accept him into our hearts. So class, as the next chapter of our lives unfold, whether that's attending a Christian university, a secular university, or going straight into the workforce, we will face opposition. But regardless of that opposition, our goal remains the same. And that's to share hope and salvation through Jesus Christ. Hope comes from relationship with Jesus and continues as we read and study God's word. Our hope grows as we grow in him. So let's have the eternal prize in mind, which is heaven. Together, we need to live the life he has called us to live, not a life the world wants us to live. So I want to leave you with this question that I asked myself and a question that I challenge you to ask yourself. How does hope influence the way we live, and how are we going to bring that hope into the world we live in? Don't lose heart. Fix your eyes on Jesus, and together we will keep hope. I will conclude with this verse. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." So if you get nothing else from this, I want you to know, don't lose heart. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, and we will keep hope. So thank you.
Pretty awesome. So our speaker this evening is a young gentleman who I've gotten to know a little bit through this year, and back during Spiritual Emphasis Week, he spoke to our students, really gave them an excellent challenge. Love to hear his heart. He has connected very well with many students on our campus, and especially many of our seniors. And so if you will listen very closely as the youth and college pastor at First Wesleyan Church comes to share Nathan Wall.
Good evening. Welcome. Good to see everyone this evening. Seniors, finally you did it. You've been waiting for this night for so long now. Finally, you are graduating. I feel like I know all of you very well throughout the years, whether you've come to Chi Alpha some, whether I've seen you in the cafeteria and we're laughed together in there, whether a Spiritual Emphasis Week a few weeks ago, whether it's in chapels. I know you guys really well. There is one thing that I feel like bonded us maybe more than anything else. Last year, I was on slate to go on the junior trip with you guys. I was excited to go on the junior trip. I know you guys were excited to go on the junior trip. We're going to go to Washington, D.C. Our bags were literally packed. We were ready to go. They were in the bus. It was a Wednesday afternoon. We packed our bags. We had youth that night. And then I get the text late that evening, hey, we're not going on the trip anymore because of COVID-related issues. I was bummed, but as bummed as I was, I'm like, man, these students, that is not good for them. I felt so bad for them. And then throughout the whole rest of the year, there have been so many things that it feels like you guys have got gypped of. You got gypped of the junior trip. You got gypped of the senior trip. There's sports that you didn't get to play, maybe some other things. But with all of that in mind, you're still here at graduation. It might not be the road that you necessarily wanted it to be. It might have been a little bit rocky and a little bit bumpy, but you're graduating nonetheless. You see what I did there? It's all about perspective. You have the choice to have a perspective on every single element of your life. Not just this year with all the COVID stuff, but every single day of your life, you get to make a choice. Remember at Spiritual Emphasis Week just a couple weeks ago when I held up two bags of chips and I told the story of my daughter? And I said, my daughter, if I tell her, hey, you're eating these bags of chips, my daughter will say, nah, I don't like that. I don't like that. That's exactly how she says it. But if I hold up the two bags and say, hey, which bag of chips would you prefer? My daughter will say, I like those ones. And she likes to choose. I think you guys are very similar. At the age that you're at, man, you love to make a choice. So tonight, I want to ask you for the rest of your life to make the right choice. What do I mean by this? For me, choices are very hard. If you put me in a gas station and you ask me what candy am I going to choose, man, choosing the right candy for a long time, that was really stressful. Now it's sour gummy worms. I just know my choice. It's very clear to me. Hopefully you guys agree. Sour gummy worms, best candy ever created. They're super good. That is a joke of making a choice of candy. But when it comes to real life situations, what choices are you going to make? You see, starting this year, there are a lot of changes that are going to take place in your lives as seniors. You are now going to be freshmen in college or going to be working. Whatever it is, what choices are you going to make? You see, you have to make the choice. Most of you already made this choice. What are you going to do next year? Are you going to go to school? Are you going to work? At the senior chapel, one student, Sam, he said that he was going to live in his parents' basement for the rest of his life. So maybe that's the choice they want to do. And then he goes, I just want to clarify, my parents don't even have a basement. So I'm glad you said that. I was a little confused for a minute. But you have to make a choice. What are you going to do next year? There's more choices that you have to make throughout your life. You're going to have to make the choice next year more than ever. What am I going to eat? If you're living out on your own, instead of living instead of your mom or dad cooking for you, now you have to make the choice, what am I going to cook? Am I going to eat in the cafeteria? Am I going to spend a lot of money on an expensive restaurant, or am I going to spend money on a cheap restaurant? You have to make that choice. And then there's some more serious questions that you have to make a choice on. You have to make the choice of who are my friends going to be? Am I going to find a group of friends in the next stage of my life that help build me up and bring me closer to Jesus? Or am I going to find a group of friends that break me down and hurt me? You have to make the choice. Am I going to date somebody? Who am I going to date? Real question. Am I going to date somebody that brings me closer to Jesus or somebody that separates me from my relationship with Jesus? You have to answer the question, am I going to quit school when it gets really difficult and assignment after assignment after assignment comes and I just feel like sleeping through my class? Am I going to skip class? Am I going to quit school? Or maybe you're going to get in an argument with your boss. Am I going to quit my job? You have to make the choice. You have to make the choice, where am I going to church or am I going to go to church? Maybe for you, Sunday is your only day to sleep in. Will you make the choice to sleep in and say, you know what, it's so much easier for me just to sleep in? Or are you going to say, you know what, I'm going to go to a church where I know I can be built up with fellowship and be built with other Christians? You have to make that choice. You have to make the choice, am I going to spend time with God? Am I going to read my Bible? Am I going to do my devotionals? Am I going to spend alone time day after day? I want to be vulnerably honest with you guys. When I first started college, my freshman and sophomore year, my Bible pretty much just sat on my desk and I hardly ever read it. And I was going to school to be a pastor. You know what? I made the choice to not read my Bible. And I am very ashamed of that now. That is a choice that I decided to make. You have a choice. Do you want to continue to further your relationship with Jesus? Maybe you're going to Christian school next year, maybe you're not. It doesn't matter. You still have the option and the choice to grow closer to God. What choice are you going to make? It's actually said that the average person makes 35,000 choices in a day. Of those 35,000, some questions aren't as important, like if I'm going to eat sour gummy worms or not. But some of those questions are so important. I want to look at a Bible passage with you just real fast. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says this, "I have the right to do anything you say." So he is quoting some Corinthians, some people who are trying to justify their sins. And so in their justification of their sins, they say, "I have the right to do anything." To which Paul responds by saying this. He says, "But not everything is beneficial." This next year, as you have more freedom than you have ever had in your entire life, literally, you have the right to do anything. You can make the choice to do whatever you want, but not everything is beneficial. What choice are you going to make? He continues, he says, "I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything." What I find really ironic and funny is when we try and go away from what God has called us to do, we enter this area of, you know what, I'm going to try and do something that God doesn't want me to do. And we enter this area, and what happens is we enter this area because we think it's going to be more free. We think doing the things that God doesn't want us to do brings us freedom. But actually, when we run from God's plan, it brings us emptiness and brokenness. The reality is there is so much freedom when you choose to follow what God's plan is for your life. Are you going to enter into that freedom, into this option where you get to live with the freedom of Jesus? Or are you going to make the choice to live where you feel like you are mastered by something? You have the right to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. Check out this idea of freedom. Galatians 5:1 says, "For freedom Christ set us free. Stand firm therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." Do not be held up by the bondage. So tonight, what is your choice? Do you make the choice to be bound up in slavery, metaphorically? Or do you make the choice to be free? Because there is freedom in Jesus. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Let me say that again. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That means when you accept Jesus Christ into your life and the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you get to live with the fruits of the Spirit, with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when we live those, there is so much freedom in living those. You have the choice. Do I want to live with love or with hate? Do I want to live with joy or with heartache and anxiety? Do I want to live with peace or an unsettled heart? You can make that choice every single day. What choice are you going to make? The interesting thing in all this is our culture makes it seem like living in the choice to run from God is better. And the reason I believe it is because we follow our emotions or our feelings. If we follow just our emotions and our feelings, oftentimes we'll make the choice to not follow after God. Because I'm going to be brutally honest with you. Sometimes I don't feel like reading my Bible. Matter of fact, when I was in college, just like I said, my freshman and sophomore year, I didn't feel like reading my Bible, so I didn't read my Bible. There are days where I don't feel like praying. I'm a pastor, and honestly, sorry, Pastor Joe, but there are days I don't feel like going to church even. But I make the choice every single day to wake up and I read my Bible first thing every single morning because I know that is what is best for me. And the more I decide to make that choice, the more I realize there's freedom in that and the more I want to read my Bible every day. The more I make the choice to draw in closer to Jesus, the more I am excited about my relationship with Jesus. Are you going to make the choice to further your relationship with Jesus, or are you going to make the choice to kind of distance yourself from him? It's up to you. Let me read one more passage for you. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." A man's heart plans his way. Now, I want to be really clear on this. It's okay to have a plan. It's okay to have a purpose. It's okay to have emotions and feelings. That's completely natural and normal. But what happens is, if we just follow our own plan, our own emotions, our own feelings, sometimes our own emotions and feelings direct us down the wrong path. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So maybe you have a plan, but the moment you realize that God has a different direction for you, say, "Okay, God, I understand that plan, and I'm going to go in your direction instead of the direction that I thought was best for me." I have a son. His name is Miles. 2 years ago, when he was 3 years old, he was in the back seat of my car, and he says, "Hey, Dad, I was really grumpy yesterday." I said, "Miles, you were really grumpy yesterday. That was a tough day for you." And then I say, "Why do you think you were so grumpy?" And he's like, "I have no idea." I'm like, "But today you're not grumpy. Why aren't you grumpy today?" And he goes, "I don't know, but today's a lot better." And I looked in the mirror back at him and I said, "Miles, did you know that you can make a choice every day whether you want to be grumpy or whether you want to be happy?" And it's like something clicked in his mind right there. He's like, "You know what? I imagine in his little three-year-old brain, he's like, yeah, I literally have the option whether I want to have joy or whether I want to be grumpy today." Seniors, I want to tell you that exact same thing. You have the choice and the option. Do you want to live with the love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and self-control that Jesus has to offer, the freedom of Jesus? Or do you want to live the opposite of that? The choice is yours. You have 35,000 choices every single day. Are you going to make a choice to follow after Jesus or a choice to distance yourself from him? It's up to you. Let me pray over you guys. God, thank you for this class. God, they've been on a journey, on a wild ride, but you have a plan through it all. Thank you for showing them that perspective is everything, and help them to have this perspective, to have joy no matter what is going on for the rest of their life. Help them to make a choice to pursue their relationship after you. Lord Jesus, you are perfect in every single way. We glorify your name. I pray a blessing over these seniors. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Nathan. We appreciate those words. I would have to disagree with his choice of candy, but we can talk about that another time. So now is what the students have been waiting for. It is time for the awarding of the diplomas. But we also would like to give to our students the gift from Wesleyan Christian School. The very last thing that we want to give to you is the Word of God, and we believe that this is the tool, as he discussed, this is the tool that God has given us, the letter that he wants us to abide by. And we could not figure out a better gift to give you than his word. And inside it, your teachers have written messages to you. And they left you notes. They might have left you a scripture verse, but they left you something personal that may not be for today or tomorrow, but as you go through life, there are going to be some words from some very wise people who have left you a word. But in between those words are the wisest words of all. The God of creation has left those words, and they're the last gift that we want to give to you because there's nothing better that we can give. So, seniors, if you will take your place for the awarding of the diplomas. Janelle Ashley Arnold. Denise Jane Berry. Morgan Josephine Cloud. Abby Rose Ettinger. Jeffrey Clayton Holly. Isaiah Jedediah Hopkins. Chaney Lee Auden. Elijah Robert Kenneth Odell. Haley Nicole Pate. Kylie Elizabeth White. Jonathan Michael Tebow. Jasmine Garcia Gonzalez. Rachel Diana Holler. Samuel Harrison Jones, or Jimmy Sam. Haddon Elizabeth McManus. Karina Hadara McQuarrie. Pimpachaya Prakongjit. Seniors, it is now time to move your tassel. We present to you the graduating class 2021.
What a wonderful, exciting night, and congratulations, seniors. This is awesome. Guest family, please stand. Just before we have the word of benediction, I want to say a thank you to Morgan and Kylie. Great addresses to the group. God bless you. And Kylie, it's pretty astonishing you remember something from a Sunday sermon. Good job, that impresses me. And then to Pastor Nathan, the answer for those who want to sleep in, I've seen that answer. They can do both, they come to church and sleep. They don't remember anything. Kylie was not sleeping that day. Seniors, you are awesome. Let's pray. Almighty God, you are the beginning. Commencement is about starting new. You spoke and life came into existence. You spoke and you gave us life. And life commenced at your word. Tonight we accept your word. And tonight is the beginning of a new part of life for every one of these seniors. Bless them with your presence. Guard them, keep them, sustain them, encourage them. Walk with them through those high days and those low days, and be with them every day. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen.
And of course, that wraps up our graduation for tonight here. It's the class of 2021 for Wesleyan Christian School as they go out to now meet the world. I'm Tom Davis. You've been listening to our broadcast right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. That is K1 Bartlesville. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. Thank you very much, and thank you to our sponsors for bringing this broadcast to you, Timmons Sheet Metal and Bartnett IP.
Since 1940, contractors in this area have known the name of the company they can turn to for top-quality sheet metal manufacturing, and that's Timmons Sheet Metal. Timmons is certified by Rheem Heating and Air Conditioning as a top provider of venting and ductwork for homes and businesses. That endorsement from Rheem is a sign of confidence. Make sure you get the best. Call Dan at Timmons Sheet Metal, 918-336-1662.
Bartnett IP continually works to provide the best in wireless internet. Winter storms or outages can cause an unwelcome interruption of service. Bartnett IP understands the menace of possible chaos with down service and the importance to act quickly to get you up and running as soon as possible. Tower sites have been upgraded with permanent battery backups to keep service running continually in case of an outage. Bartnett IP continuing to serve their customers with the latest technology and service at the corner of Tuxedo and Highway 75 in Bartlesville.
Attorney Miguel Cardona, even now, he's saying, I don't know, maybe not.
Do you think the school should have been open earlier?
You know, without looking at the context, it's difficult to answer that. You know, we do rely very heavily on CDC guidance. It's critically important that we're listening to our health experts because this is a health...
Yes, shooting sharp. Good one, too, by Gomber. Flaherty brought a good change up out of his warm-ups in